It's 8:01. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, January 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. The flu has hit many Colorado communities hard this season. As KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports, an emergency flu shelter is set to open in Mesa County. It's a place where the homeless can recover from the illness.
The state reports more than 2,600 people have been hospitalized because of the flu so far this season. And St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction has seen its share of those cases. Gretchen Gore with the hospital says after patients are discharged, it's recommended they rest at home, but that's not an option for everyone.
It was discovered that when we have someone that's homeless, you know, they don't have a warm home to go home to and recover.
To address this problem, St. Mary's has partnered with the United Way of Mesa County, Hilltop Resource Center, and Caris Inc. to open an emergency flu shelter for the homeless. Hilltop donated the space, and the hospital and the United Way are funding it. Gore says the shelter needs about 40 volunteers to help run it before the facility can open.
That's really the biggest need now, is volunteers to give a four-hour shift, and you don't have to have any kind of medical background to do that.
She says people can contact the United Way of Mesa County or Hilltop to volunteer. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
High-speed internet is a priority for many businesses and individuals on the Western Slope. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
A few months ago, the Delta Montrose Electrical Association asked members how interested they would be in fiber optic internet. Virginia Hammond is the director of member relations for the DMEA and says that the response was loud and clear.
In response to that feedback from our membership, the board has approved for DMEA staff to move forward with developing, we're actually working with a contractor, a third party, to develop a business plan around providing some form of high-speed internet service.
They'll be looking into a few different plans or setups that DMEA could possibly have if they supplied internet.
One that we would be looking at would be where DMEA actually provides internet service to individual DMEA members. That's business-to-member form. Another form that we'd be looking at is business-to-business, where DMEA would provide internet service to local governments, anchor institutions, local businesses, you know, so anchor institutions, we're talking, you know, medical facilities, law enforcement, schools, things like that, government agencies. So it's kind of the two different things, whether it's DMEA providing it directly to our members, that would be business to member, or business to business, DMEA providing it to those anchor institutions and local businesses.
As part of that plan, DMEA will be conducting a survey of its members to see what they want.
Part of the process of developing our business plan is that we want to do research. Of course, we hear from our members, you know, we hear feedback, but that's voluntary feedback, not quite the same thing as, you know, getting a full taste of what all your membership is thinking. So we are conducting a membership survey, and that survey is being conducted, obviously, by a third party as well, a survey company that does this professionally, and they will be conducting surveys in the month of February. They have our membership list. They'll be doing randomized calls based on, you know, a certain point number that we're wanting to get the scientifically valid results. And we will be including some questions basically to gauge our members' interest in us becoming an internet service provider.
The survey should start sometime in February. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Municipal Hot Springs Pool in Ouray will soon be getting the next step of its overhaul. Dennis Erickson is the Public Works Director for the town, and he says the pipe that feeds the pool with steaming hot springs water needs to be replaced.
Well, it's the existing pipe that's in there now is really vulnerable and subject to rock falls and cracking and breaking. It's an old PVC line that's probably been in 20 years or longer that, you know, just it's a matter of time before it fails. And without the hot water, we can't keep the pool open. Every day that we don't get people in the pool is a loss for the city of Ouray, meaning not only for, you know, people eating in restaurants or dinners or out or staying in the hotels without that tourist attraction, definitely would hurt.
So they're replacing the pipe with an upgraded version that will insulate the exposed section from the cold. He says there are bigger plans in the works, from revamping the pool itself and possibly even starting from scratch and building a new one. And finally, energy extraction is a multi-billion dollar industry in Colorado, and royalty payments are a substantial part of the state's revenue. The way the government goes about getting those payments may change soon. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The Office of Natural Resource Revenue is maybe not as well known as the Bureau of Land Management or Fish and Wildlife Service, but the much smaller agency is responsible for collecting royalties on government land. Patrick Etchart is a spokesperson with the ONRR.
We are involved when the companies make their royalty payments. Once they develop a well or a mine and start producing from that, then they're going to be required to pay, make a royalty payment to the government, because on government-owned land, that means the taxpayers and the public own that land. They own those resources. We collect the royalties, and then we disperse those royalties to the states, to various federal accounts, and to the U.S. Treasury.
The government gets a certain percentage of what the resource, say coal, is worth. That's pretty straightforward, but it can get complicated when you try to figure out how much exactly it's worth. Some of the current regulations they use date back to the late 1980s. Times have changed.
The current regulations, originally put in place for natural gas and coal in the 1988-1989 timeframe, have not kept pace with significant market changes that have occurred in the domestic natural gas and coal markets during that time. So our draft proposed regulations, which have been published in the Federal Register, which started a 60-day public comment period, will offer greater simplicity, certainty, and clarity, and consistency in production valuation for mineral revenue lessees and recipients.
That simplicity and certainty, he mentioned, it's because the current rules don't seem to work the best in certain situations. If, say, a company extracts a ton of coal and sells it to some other company, the government gets royalty payments based off the price it sold it at. Things get a little muddy if they happen to sell the coal instead to a company they own. It's possible to sell something to yourself for cheaper than the market value. The current rules have these benchmarks, kind of checkpoints, that are used to figure out what the fair valuation would have been.
These benchmarks that were in the existing regulations can be confusing, both the industry trying to report and pay the proper royalties, and the regulators reviewing royalty payments for audit and compliance purposes. So the draft proposed regulation that we published aims to remedy this and other issues caused by the outdated rules with clearer regulations that better reflect the changing energy industry while protecting taxpayer and American Indian assets.
The benchmarks didn't work so well, leading to mistakes, or what some critics call loopholes. The proposed changes would do away with the benchmarks completely, simplifying the royalty payments, closing the possible loopholes, and in some cases, increasing the payments that companies would pay. That could go a long way, especially for states like Colorado. Last year, the Office of Natural Resources Revenue says that over $4 billion worth of natural resources were extracted and sold in Colorado. The ONRR collected $429 million. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.